Now, clearly, over the last few weeks, we've been keen to keep folk appraised of how things have been going in Japan with, obviously, our very own Keith Tainton over there. He's been over the last decade or so teaching English in Japan. Very keen to, obviously, progress this whole notion. Siren FM has obviously been running the regular ads in support of the Red Cross agencies over there. But one of the questions that's often asked is, when a country is faced with a tremendous disaster of this magnitude, how does it actually cope? How does it work to actually get things together when, obviously, international aid and the initial response is to actually ensure that aid is delivered? What are the kind of protocols? What are the kind of issues that come into place with respect to that? Accordingly, we're delighted to be able to speak directly now to the First Secretary at the Embassy of Japan, Daisuke Tsuchiya. I hope I've pronounced that correctly, Tsuchiya-san.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much.
Excellent. That's great. So just share with us to start off with. I mean, it seems in some sense as though it was from another era. I mean, we hear about biblical tales of disasters and the scale of disasters. The challenges that have been faced by Japan have been just quite phenomenal and literally of a totally inordinate sum of magnitudes that we just can't cope with. What was your initial response when obviously the thing was developing a week last Friday?
Yes, you know, as you say, the whole disaster has been of an unprecedented magnitude. We've never had in recorded history in Japan an earthquake of a magnitude of 9.0. The tsunami as well was horrifying. Waves have been reported to have gone over 10 meters. So you have waves coming in at a height of over 10 meters running in into inland Japan. The response of the government, initially we were able to go in quite quickly. The Prime Minister, 4 minutes after the earthquake, issued his first instructions. And since then, over 100,000 self-defense forces and rescue teams from the fire agencies, from the police agencies, have all gone into the afflicted areas. Initially, of course, to try to rescue as many people as we can. We've rescued over 26,000, but at the same time, the scale of the disaster has meant that, very unfortunately, we have to say that the current number of those who have died or missing is into the above 25,000. So it really has been a very tragic operation for us.
The initial human response to such an event is obviously to find some way of actually helping. And one can appreciate as well that given the challenges with respect to the nuclear reactor systems that are also facing in the region, that maybe sometimes, you know, we can't even get there to actually help and assist. I know the International Red Cross very keen to work through this. We have, with respect to Siren Sister Station, Southside Broadcasting, a vet who's very keen to actually go across and sort of see what can be done about the obviously the numerous animals and things that have escaped and so on and so forth. Is it a case of we just have to sort of sit and wait until the system actually works? And how does one actually cope in terms of really that question, how can the world actually help Japan in this hour of need?
I must say we are very grateful for the amount of support and we've had a lot of expressions of sympathy and condolences and also actual assistance in this terrible tragedy from all over the world. From the UK, being in the London Embassy, I first of all like to express our gratitude for the UK government for the rescue teams that they have sent. This was a team of 63 rescue specialists as well as search dogs, and they went in to do their operations in an area very close to the epicenter, and we are very grateful for those activities. Furthermore, we had a book of condolences opened at the embassy, and there were over 500 people, including Prime Minister Cameron, Foreign Secretary Haig, and many other individuals came into our embassy to express their deep sorrow and condolences. So these words of support and actual activities of support are very, very important to us. Right now, I think one of the main issues is we're going into the stage of how to help those who have been displaced. There's about 380,000, I believe, who are displaced right now. Goods have been going in. We've sent in about 8 million meals, 3.5 million bottles of water, over 7 million liters of fuel as well. The displaced are going to have need a lot of assistance, and we've had a lot of offers to do so, and as a result, we've set up a fund at our embassy for those who are who have kindly offered to provide funds for assistance, and we will continue to keep that open. That money will be sent to the Japanese Red Cross to help those in the afflicted areas.
Andrew, I'll certainly give out those details in a few moments and put them obviously on our website as well. That certainly was most resonant with the first thoughts we actually had when within 12 hours we spoke to our commentator Keith Tainton over in Japan was the stoicism of the Japanese, the fact that yes, you'd had this enormous event, but there was still a sense in the country, there was almost a kind of collective shrug of the shoulders, and we're familiar in the West with the civilization and the notion of Japanese protocols and practice and lines that work through with that. Is it at a time like this where somehow you're often actually very impressed on behalf of your own fellow country people just how they are coping from a psychological point of view with this whole issue?
Yes, well, of course, it has been a great shock for everyone in Japan and actually those of us Japanese abroad as well. But as you have pointed out, one of the characteristics of this disaster has been the composure that the people in those affected areas have shown. We haven't seen major rioting or looting. People have been queuing to get those supplies that they dearly need. I've also seen in the UK many Japanese nationals who usually wouldn't really think of coming together as a Japanese community are really doing so right now to try to arrange, for example, charity events at the universities in the UK that they belong to. There's a sense that those of us Japanese abroad as well are trying to do what we can to assist those in Japan right now.
Mm. Again, a great deal in terms of history of the notion of honour and the role and the relationship between the Japanese and the foreign and the gauge and so on and so forth, which a huge amount of stuff from there. How can people actually, we mentioned, we'd give details. What's the easiest way for somebody who's actually listening to this particular piece? They're listening, they might be listening online, they might be listening to Siren 107.3 FM and our drive time show, etc. What's the easiest way in which people can actually say, okay, I'd like to actually at least provide this amount of help to support this whole project?
Yes, one of the in terms of what the embassy does, we do if listeners could go to our website, we have details on organizations that are accepting these donations and funds. The embassy does it on its own as well. The British Red Cross does as well, and there's also ways to send money directly to the Japanese Red Cross. In terms of events, there's really events, charity events that are going all over the UK. I think they will be reported in the press, and that would be reported.
So in essence, I just wonder, is there a website for the Japanese embassy that people can actually go to?
We have an events calendar. But in terms of this, putting up on our Japanese embassy website examples of events that are going on,
which I think will be fine.
Yeah.
So again, just to locate the thing from that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been absolutely wonderful just sharing some thoughts with yourself. In a sense, it's almost triggered a whole notion of things which we really should be speaking about in terms of happier times and more positive things from that point of view. I mean, my Japanese is virtually non-existent. I can probably say domo morigato for this particular piece, which hopefully translates as thank you.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Thank you for
Thanks
that.
Very much.
First Secretary for the Embassy of Japan in the UK, Tsuko Tsuchiya, we appreciate your time that you've provided for us today. Thoughts and prayers very much with you for the whole point of view. Can we hopefully look forward to speaking with you again, hopefully in the not-too-distant future when things obviously begin to improve?
Yes, of course. Yes, I'd be happy to.
Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.